Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi. We are in Chavis Halvavis Sha'ar Yichud Hamaisa. We're still in the middle of Perek Hey. We began discussing the Yitzhara's next assault, his next tactic, in terms of getting us off the track or distracting us or slowing us down from the track of achievement, from the track of Avoida, getting close to Hashem. So, Kasha Yitzhya Esha Yitzhya Misapekoisan, when the Yitzhara gives up trying to shake our faith, Bekol Masha Kodam Zichroi, in all the areas we've discussed earlier, then he takes a different tack. He doesn't try to shake your faith. He just tries to slow you down and perhaps even get you to grind to a halt without touching your convictions. How? He gets us very busy with our material affairs. Mimachal, umishte, food and drink, malbush, clothing, umerkav, cars. Okay, in those days he was talking about horses or whatever it is. Do you have a 2021 horse, right? But cars, all the different aspects of materialism, v'lehanes, b'mine anoyes agufiyos, and to throw you into, there's a material world out there, let's enjoy it. Of course it starts with living at a basic level. We do have to be involved in material business, in material pursuits. We have to be eating, we have to be making a living, we have to be seeing to our homes and clothing, etc. But it starts with that. But then, he gets us into, no, you got to take it to the next level. Well, there are better things to be had. And he gets you to understand that enjoying life is a way of life. It's a value. There are good times to be had out there. And that's one of the purposes of working. One of the purposes of working is to constantly be upgrading your lifestyle and to be enhancing, whether it's your home, your level of vacations, the style of your eating, etc. Simchas, right? And that gets you very busy. And when you see around you, people are living in high style. He talks about sarim. He talks about, you know, the ministers and the people who work for them. In the people who move in high circles, and they introduce you to standards. They say, these are the standards you have to be living by. Look around, right? There's the famous Jones family. And these are the standards you have to be living by. That's how your life has to look. Do you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good. Sorry. Okay. So that's his next tactic. Get you all busy with looking for the better life. If you can get us onto this track, Yoima, he'll tell us next, you can't be a batlin. You can't be in second or third place in terms of material standards, right? You got to be up there at the top. So shaneis masnecha, gird your loins, right? Chasayim zroyacha, roll up your sleeves. Ha'ish hanifte, my dear Lord friend. That's how he says it, right? You got to up your energies. Don't be a batlin. You can be out there. Don't settle for a vacation to the north. You can be in Switzerland. Hagbeh hamusas v'avoid ha'olam v'avoid ha'nashav. You better put your efforts into worshiping Olam Hazeh. There's a lot to be gained out of that. And worship the high society. Try to get close with them. Try to be a part of them. Well worth it. Right? Because who knows? Maybe you'll actually be able to satisfy some of your desire there. That's what I was being honest. You'll never really feel satisfied once you get onto this track. There'll always be more. You'll never quite be keeping up. But who knows? Maybe a little bit. Put in the effort. It's worth it. Main thing is be busy. Altis asek. Don't waste your time with activities. Do things that will get you ahead in your material standards. Do things that will make people be impressed with you and be impressed with your lifestyle. Right? And try to be close with the higher circles, with the people in power. It's worth putting all this effort into that. And then he moves on to another point. And when you're going to invest in studies and learning different subjects, try to think, which are the things that will make you popular? You're going to be at a Malava Malka this Motzei Shabbos. What are some things that you can say that'll impress the people around you? That's where you should put your efforts. Right? This is the Yetzer Hara's tactic. Okay, he elaborates on this and he says, I'm skipping a little bit. You have to be very cultured. You have to make sure you're keeping up with everything going on so that whatever company you're in, you'll be able to speak up. You'll have what to say. Don't ever be in a situation where you're in some setting and you're just sitting quietly. Oh no. You don't want people to think that you're not up to date on everything that's going on and that you don't have a profound opinion on the political situation, etc. You can't deprive people of your take on these things, right? Don't be busy with things that people won't be impressed with. What are you going to invest in learning Yuma? Who are you going to be able to share that with afterwards? Who's going to be impressed by that? You're going to put in all this effort. What are you going to get out of it? So, niftach Pesach letavis batchila lemaloi mishaloisam. He says, if we don't give him that opening, we just don't allow ourselves to get onto that track. A simple, comfortable life is good enough for me. I'm stressing. We're not talking about living a life of deprivation. We're talking about living a life where you can live comfortably. Comfortably might mean different things for different people. But we mean that you're not living a life where you feel like you're living in a bare bones kind of way. But you completely avoid the pressures of having to keep up with crowds around you or even say, Shemir HaSeinayim, in terms of not exposing myself in the kosher, in the Frum magazines, not exposing myself to that sense of there's a whole world out there that I'm not a part of, right? All kinds of good things to be had. If everything's fine, leave it as is and get your thrills of life. Here, your Blat Gemara, your Chavis Halvavis. So he says, Unishivehu, we respond to the Yitzhara. No, you're not going to get me onto that track. There's no need to constantly be upping the bar. We are required to see to it that we're well fed, but that's the extent of it. That's the extent of it. We want to see to it that we're well fed, we're well clothed, we're living comfortably, not to be defining comfortably by constantly looking around at the ever-rising standards surrounding us. But on the contrary, I don't want to be exposed to all that. You have to realize that that actually is one of the ills of from media. The whole advertisement business, which is constantly giving you a sense of an ever-progressing world in terms of material standards. And after a while, you really start feeling like, I'm a batlin if I'm not a part of all that. So he says, if Hashem decides to provide me with extras, again, you focus your ishtadlis on living in a way that enables you to function comfortably. You don't have to aim for pas b'melach. Not going to get into all discussion right now. You aim for a lifestyle style that enables you to live, to function comfortably, to function reasonably, that you don't feel choked. But stop there. Stop there. And sometimes Hashem decides to provide you with extra means. If he does, we don't resist that. We're not opposed to that. We'll enjoy it. We will enjoy it. And we'll use it in a sensible way if Hashem decides to provide me with extras. We don't make a focus out of it. We don't make a pursuit out of it. We make a pursuit out of reaching a decent, comfortable level of living. If we don't give him, we don't give the Yetzer Hara that foothold to open us up to that whole world of there's so much more to be had out there, then he'll fall. But if we do allow him this foothold, it's never ending. It's never ending. You go from one level to the next. Like we said before, the standards of Gashmias are constantly being upped, and there's no end to it. Until it ends us, just ends up just ruining our lives. Now here again, we're not talking about he's bringing you to Averis Chamuras. We're talking about that he's simply getting you off the track of focused growth. By distracting us and getting us involved in the pursuit of the higher level of living. Okay, there's more to be said about this, but we'll stop here for tonight. Kedushim to you. That's right. Yeah. We'll stop here for tonight.
Thank you.
Kedushim to you.